Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we're learning Masechet Moed Katan. We find ourselves at the very top, the very first word of Daf Yud Tet Amud Bet. That's 19b. But before we start 19b, I'm just going to review a little bit and get us back up to speed on where we're up to, because we're in the middle of a topic. This series of recordings is a joint project of OU Torah, the OU Department of Synagogue Services, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. So what we're talking about are two aspects of Avelut, that is the mourning period. And as we know, generally speaking, when you are a mourner, the first 7 days are called Shiva, and then the days after that, from 7 until 30, are a period of lower mourning called Shloshim, the 30 days until 1 month. Now, sometimes the mourning can continue on past 30 days, specifically in the case of a parent. And also, as we saw in our Mishnah, even within Shiva, you can divide up the Shiva into the first 3 days, which are the Rishonim call it the Ikar Avelut. The first 3 days are the most important days. And then the rest of the 4 days to make up the seven. Some of the Rishonim also make an additional distinction that the first day of mourning, which is possibly the Oraita from the Torah, is also in a separate category even from the first 3 days. So it might be that the first day is its own category, then day two and three forming the first 3 days, and then the remaining of the 4 days. But in our Mishnah, it only talks about Shiva, the 7 days, and Shloshim, the 30 days. Basically, those are the two that it talks about. And what we're interested in is when, under what conditions, can those periods of time be truncated before they are over? So, for instance, anytime you're sitting Shiva, since it's 7 days long, you're going to have one Shabbos that's going to fall out in your Shiva period. What is the relationship? What does Shabbos do to Shiva? So the answer that gives in our Mishnah is that even though you don't observe Shiva on Shabbos, possibly you may observe some things privately, but certainly there's no public mourning on Shabbos. However, the day of Shabbos counts as one of the 7 days. On the other hand, when there is a festival, a yantif, so that would be Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, and we also Paskin, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, those will interrupt the Shiva. So as it says in our Mishnah, if you've gone 3 days of Shiva, our Mishnah seems to require it to be 3 days. That if you've gone 3 days of Shiva, and then starting at the night of the third day, meaning the beginning of the fourth day, is Pesach, you don't end up sitting the rest of the days of Shiva, your Shiva is over. You only get 3 days of Shiva, and after the holiday, you continue on into your period of Shloshim, but you know you don't keep Shiva anymore. And according to our Mishnah, if you only sat 2 days of Shiva and then it was Pesach, it would not truncate the Shiva. You would wait until after Pesach, and then you would continue with your third day of your Shiva afterwards. At least this is the opinion that's given in the Gemara in the name of Rav and Rav Huna, that the Gzeira is Batel, but not the Yamim. You don't keep the mourning during the Yantif, but after the Yantif, you have to continue to keep the days. Now, it could be that Rav Huna and Rav believe that this is true, even if there were 3 days before the Yantif, but they would agree in the case where there's only 2 days with our Mishnah. The same thing is true related to Shloshim. So let's say you sat a full 7 days of Shiva, and then the eighth day of your mourning is Erev Yantif. So after the eighth day, at the end of the eighth day, Pesach starts. So in that situation, our Mishnah says that the Shloshim is truncated. After you go through Pesach, you don't have to continue with the 9th, 10th, etc. days of the Shloshim, even though you only sat one additional day beyond Shiva of your 30-day period, it becomes truncated by the holiday. The Ron asks an interesting question. He says, why don't you require 3 days of Shloshim just like you require 3 days of Shiva? And the answer that he gives is that Shloshim is all undifferentiated. All of the Shloshim are equal to each other, beyond Shiva. Whereas in the Shiva, you have the first 3 days are more important and the second 4 days are less important. So you need to get through the Ikar Avelut. But in the Shloshim, everything from 8 days until 30 days, it's all the same. There's no difference between them, so 1 day is good enough. Okay, so as we mentioned, Rav and Rav Huna state that Gzeirat Batlu, that the Yontif interrupts the Shiva and the Shloshim, but Yamim Lo Batlu, but they do not stop the counting. After Yontif, you have to continue the counting. However, there is an opinion that disagrees with this, and that opinion is Rav Sheshet. And Rav Sheshet says, Afilu Yamim Nami Batlu, even the days are Batel, and that is the way we paskin, as we'll see. Now, right before the end of the Amud on Yotet Amud Aleph, which we'll just review, we ask what the reason is for Rav Huna's position. What's the reason that the days are not batel, that you have to continue to count the days after Yontif? And he says, "Sheim lo gilech erev haregel." What does this mean? That if the eighth day was erev Yontif, so that's the first day of Shloshim beyond Shiva. So he was supposed to. Well, let's for the sake of argument, let's say it was the ninth day, so that he's on his second day of Shloshim. For now. So the ninth day is Erev Yontif. So on that ninth day, according to everybody, he ought to be able to shave to get ready for Yontif. Shave and take a haircut to get ready for Yontif, because the Yontif is going to truncate the Shloshim. Since it truncates the Shloshim, he should then be able to shave and take a haircut. Let's say he didn't do that. So what Rav Huna says, if he didn't do that, then he's not allowed to shave and take a haircut even after the Yontif. He has to continue to count the days of Shloshim. He may not have to do anything else of Shloshim, but we penalize him, so to speak, for not shaving and taking a haircut when he was allowed to Erev Yontif. Now we finally get to the top of our Amud. The first word on the top of Yotet Amud Aleph is V'hatanya. Did we not learn in a Braita? And the Rishonim, Rashi, and Rabbeinu Hananel on the daf here disagree as to the meaning of this word. According to Rashi, Vihatanya is, as he says, asiyata. This is a quotation that is not an attack question. It's a supporting quotation that is a support of Rav Huna's position. So let's read it that way. Hakover et mito, one who buries his dead relative, Shloshi yamim kodem laregel, 3 days before the festival, batlahimenu gzeirat shiva, the festival truncates his 7-day shiva period. Shmone yamim kodem laregel, if his relative dies 8 days before the festival, batlahimenu gzeirat shloshim, the festival truncates his 30-day counting of shloshim. Umigaleach erev haregel, and on that 8th day, I know I used the case of the 9th day, I'll explain why in a minute, but on that 8th day, he is supposed to shave or take a haircut to get ready for the holiday. Im lo gileach erev haregel, if he did not shave or take a haircut on erev yontif, asur legaleach achar haregel, it is then forbidden for him to take a shave after the festival. Now, if you read it that way, it sounds like he is saying the same thing as Rav and Rav Huna on the previous Amud. In other words, if he didn't shave Erev Yontif, he's not allowed to shave afterwards, because Yamim Lo Batlu, the days do not pass away. So that is how Rashi reads it. However, Rabbeinu Hananel reads it differently. He says, Umakshinin Aleh, it is actually a kasha on Rav Huna. And the reason he says that is because I've only read half the Braita so far. The Tanakhama agrees with Rav Huna. However, the next opinion, if we continue on the 5th line from the top, Abba Shaul Omer, Abba Shaul says, Mutar Legaleach Achar Haregel. Even if he didn't shave and take a haircut before the holiday, he is allowed to take a haircut after the holiday. Shekishem Shemitzvat Shlosha Mivatelek Gzeirat Shiva. That just as the 3-day period, after you do 3 days of Shiva, Mivatelek Gzeirat Shiva, and then the holiday comes and cancels out the rest of Shiva, Kach Mitzvat Shiva, so too if you have 7 days, Mivatelek Gzeirat Shloshim, that cancels out the 30-day Shloshim period. So this opinion of Abba Shaul, and as we'll see, we paskin like Abba Shaul, is a kasha against Rav Huna. So that's why Rabbeinu Hananel views Vihatanya as a kasha. A third way of looking at it is that it is neither a kasha nor a siyuta, nor a support, but it rather is just showing that not only is there an Amoraic dispute, that's the dispute of Rav Huna and Rav Sheshet, which we saw on Yoten Amud Aleph, but there's also a Tanaitic dispute. In other words, the same dispute that we see between Rav Huna and Rav Sheshet is also found between the Tanakama and Abba Shaul here, in which case it's just saying, oh, didn't we learn this already? We have a source that is the same Machloket. So those are three ways of looking at it. One way of looking at it is as a citation in support of Rav Huna's position, that if he didn't shave before the regel, he cannot shave after the regel. Another is that it is a kasha on Rav Huna's position because Abba Shaul disagrees with Rav Huna. And the third is that it's simply pointing out that there is a parallel machloket among the Tanaim. Okay. Now, the Gemara has a problem with what Abba Shaul said. Abba Shaul said that mitzvat shiva mevatelet gezerat shloshim, that if you sat 7 days before the festival, that it wipes out the 30-day period. So the Gemara says shiva, 7 days, v'ha'anan shmona tanan. But in the Mishnah, it says that you had to have 8 days. In other words, you had to have sat also the eighth day. The first 7 days were for Shiva. The eighth day is the only day that you needed for Shloshim. Is that you need to get to the eighth day for Shloshim. So the Gemara answers, Kasavar Abba Shaul. Abba Shaul holds the opinion, Miksat Hayom Kekulo, that part of the day is considered like the whole day. And this is an opinion that we've seen attributed to him already earlier. V'yom Shvi, and therefore the seventh day, Ole Lo Lekan Ulekan. It goes to here and to here. In other words, the beginning of the seventh day counts as the seventh day of Shiva. But because Miksas Hayom Kukulo, you only have to count the very beginning of the seventh day. Then the second half of the seventh day counts as the eighth day. And since it's already the eighth day, it counts as part as the first day of Shloshim. And since Miksas Hayom Kukulo, all you need is part of the eighth day, therefore the seventh day really counts as both the seventh day and the eighth day. That's how Abba Shaul views it. There is a machloket among Rishonim as to whether or not when we say Miksas Hayom Kukulo, it requires the morning or if even the night. As we know, the day starts at night, like Maariv is the first part of the day. So can you sit Shiva only in the night of the day, or do you have to sit in the morning? As you know, that the way we paskin, and certainly our custom, is that we wait until the morning, and you daven shachrit, and then a mourner gets up on the seventh day and walks around the block. So the seventh day, he only keeps a little bit of the morning. But we do require a mourner to keep a little bit of the morning. Some Rishonim say even just mourning the night before would count, and you don't actually have to observe any of the seventh day itself in the morning. Okay, fine. We continue on. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines down from the top. Amar Rav Chista, Amar Ravina Bar Shila. Rav Chista said in the name of Ravina Bar Shila, Halacha ka Abba Shaul. The law is like Abba Shaul. Now, what this means is two things. We've learned two things about Abba Shaul. One is that if he was allowed to shave Erev Yontif and he didn't shave, he is permitted to shave after Yontif. In other words, the Shloshim is over. That was the first thing we learned. And the second thing we learned is Miksas Hayom Kukulo, that he holds that only part of the day counts as the whole day. Umodim Chachamim, the sages agree with Abba Shaul. Modim Chachamim la'Abba Shaul, they agree with Abba Shaul. Kishechal Shmini Shelo lihiyot B'Shabbat Erev HaRegel, when the eighth day is Shabbos, and it's also Erev Yontif. So let me just explain. Abba Shaul believes that the seventh day, Miktsas Hayom Kukulo, the very beginning of the day, counts as the seventh day. The Chachamim do not agree with Abba Shaul. They believe that you have to count the entire seventh day as Shiva, and then it is only the eighth day that counts as the beginning of Shloshim proper. However, say the rabbis, so if the eighth day was Erev Yontif, at the very end of the eighth day, right before Yontif, you would be allowed to take a shave and get a haircut In order to get ready for the holiday, but you have to wait all the way until the end of the eighth day. However, the sages agree that if that eighth day is Shabbos, and therefore you cannot shave and take your haircut, they permit a person, shemutar legaleach be'erev Shabbat, that they let the person shave and take a haircut at the very end of the seventh day so that they can get ready for Shabbos, even though technically the shloshim doesn't start until the following day. But the rabbis agree in that particular situation where you have Shabbat, that is the day before the holiday, a two-day yontif in Israel, a three-day yontif for us here. Kiman azla, who does this go like? Meaning, whose opinion is this like? Had amar Rav Amram amar Rav, just as Rav Amram said in the name of Rav, avel, this following opinion, avel, a mourner, kevan she'amdu menachamim me'etzlo, once the consolers, those who are being menachem avel, once they stand up from him, that is, they leave the mourner, mutar bar chitza, he is permitted to wash himself. So at the end, during Shiva, you're not allowed to bathe, but as soon as the mourner, as soon as the consolers leave the mourner, he's allowed to shave. Kiman, who does this go according to? Abba Shaul, like Abba Shaul. It goes according to Abba Shaul because the mourner doesn't have to wait until the end of the day to bathe. He just has to wait for the consolers to leave, and even though the day is not over, he is allowed to bathe on the seventh day. He doesn't have to wait for the end of it. Okay, so that is the statement agreeing with Abba Shaul. Now, we're going to have, and this is the last thing we'll do, three Amoraic opinions as to what the halacha is. Here's the first one. Amar Abaye. Abaye said, halacha ka Abba Shaul biyom Shiva. The law is like Abba Shaul, the halacha is like Abba Shaul on the seventh day. That is, you only have to keep the beginning of the seventh day, mitzvas hayom kekulo. Umodim chachamim la Abba Shaul biyom shloshim. And the sages agree with Abba Shaul on the 30th day. That is, lekulei alma, according to both opinions. Everyone agrees that mitzvas hayom kekulo counts for the 30th day, that you only have to count the beginning of the 30th day, not the whole 30th day. So Abba Shaul wins the fight on Shiva over the Chachamim, but everybody agrees on the 30th day. That's the first opinion. De Amrinan, sorry, I should have kept reading, De Amrinan, that we say, Miktzat Hayom Kukulo, part of the day is like the whole day. The second opinion is Rava. Rava Amar, Halacha Ka Abba Shaul Biyom Shloshim. The halacha is like Abba Shaul on the 30th day, that the 30th day miksat hayom kukulo. The ain halacha ka Abba Shaul biyom Shiva. But the halacha is not like Abba Shaul on the 7th day. So we even have a machloket about the halacha here. He would say that the Rava would say we agree with the sages, that the chachamim on the 7th day, that you have to wait all the way until the end of the 7th day. Shiva has to be a full 7 days. The third opinion, Nahardi, the Academy of Nahardeh, or someone who came from that academy, Amar, he said, halacha ka Abba Shaul bezu ubezu. The halacha is like Abba Shaul in both cases, both in the 7th day and the 30th day, we hold that mixes hayam kukulo. Now, Nahardeh is just about the same as Abaye, meaning he agrees with Abaye. However, Abaye believes that there's no machloket on the 30th day. Both Abba Shaul and the Chachamim agree, whereas Nahardeh believes that there is a machloket between Abba Shaul and the Chachamim, both in the 7th day and in the 30th day, and we paskin like Abba Shaul in both. Why does Nahardi paskin say that we paskin like Abba Shaul in both cases? And this, we'll see this a number of times. The Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel has held as a general principle, and we follow this principle of Shmuel, halacha kidivrei hamekil ba'avel. The law is always, it's not always, but it is frequently, according to the opinion of the lenient opinion in mourning. In Avilut, we generally go according to the lenient opinion, according to this dictate of Shmuel. So given the choice between requiring the mourners to keep the full seventh day or the full 30th day, or not having to do it, we go with the lenient opinion that they do not have to. We'll stop there on the last skinny line, and we'll continue on our next recording. Have a wonderful day.